Shmuel Aleph, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. So Shmuel has just gotten through telling Klal Yisrael all the generations with all the dangers that the Jews faced over the millennia, particularly over the last several hundred years during the period of the Shoftim. Nobody ever asked for a king. They davened directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They got answered directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous kesher, a tremendous connection between the Jewish people and God. You had the bat phone. You had the hotline, Lahavdil. You had a direct line so that you could call. Maybe not as direct as the current White House has to Moscow, but even the days of Kennedy, you could call Khrushchev right away and have a conversation. Now we just call and tell them we're going to cut off your financial. Anyway, Batiru, and then you saw, this generation, you saw Ki Nachash Melech Bnei Amon Bo Aleichem, that Nachash, the king of Ammon, came upon you. And what an unworthy enemy compared to Sisera, compared to the king of Ammon in the days of Yiftach. This Nachash, Melech Bnei Ammon, the worst that he was doing was he was going to talk about poking out some eye. I mean, this is nothing compared to the old threats. And he came against you, Vatomaru Li, lo! And you said to me, no, no. It's not good enough to do what all of our avos did. It's not good enough to daven directly at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want newfangled. We want to tweet. We don't want to just do things the old-fashioned way. So they said no. Ki melech yimloch aleinu. No, no. Only a king shall reign over us. And this word ki is always a funny word because it can mean many things, that conjunction. But ki, but only a king shall rule over us. V'Hashem Elokecha Malkicham. And Shmuel says to them, those three words, so powerful. Hashem, your God, is your king. How could you forget? Sorry, I have to bang on the table for that. How could you? Hashem Elokeichem, Malkichem. Yud Gimel ve'atah, hinei ha-melech asher b'chartem, asher she'eltem. Oh, well. You can hear the disappointment in the voice of this old ancient man who's only 50 years old, telling Klal Yisrael and wore himself to the bone, traveling around from place to place to do the judgment. And now, here is the king that you chose. Here is the king that you asked for. This is the one, Asher She'eltem, as you requested. Behine Nosan Hashem Aleichem Melech. And now Hashem has placed upon you a king to rule over you. Hashem has appointed a king. You asked for it. You got it. Be careful what you wish for. As the Malbim says, Ki lo midas Hashem na'asa. This was not done out of Hashem's initiative. Rak midaschem. No, says the Malbim. Only from your da'as. Because this is what you wanted. And not only that, says the Malbim, Shaul is the one that you wanted. Right? He's tall. He's good looking. That's what you wanted. Well, Yadalin, imtira u'es Hashem. If you will fear God, va'avadetem oso, and you will serve Him, you'll worship Him, u'shmatem b'kolo, and listen to His words, obey Him, v'lo samru es pi Hashem, and you don't rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, morid b'malchus, you don't defy the will of Hashem, v'hiyisem gam atem v'gam ha'melech asher malach aleichem, achar Hashem Elokeichem, and both you and also the king who came to reign over you will be following the worship, achar, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now that your request for a king has been fulfilled, so what's done is done. You have new obligations. So if you fear and worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you and your king shall be. That's almost a verb by itself. Shall be what? Shall be in existence. You'll continue to exist for a long time. It all depends on sticking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and following Him. Tezvav v'im lo sishmu b'kol Hashem. But if you don't listen to the voice of God, if you don't obey HaKadosh Baruch Hu merisem es pi Hashem, and you defy God's will, v'hayisa yad Hashem bochem uva'avoseichem, then God's hand will be against you and your forefathers. Meaning, it will be against you just the same way He smote your forefathers. But literally translated, it means He's going to patch you and your forefathers, which seems counterintuitive since they're gone. But the Chazal comment on this language that when the living do averos, then the dead are punished, and their gravesites are disturbed, and their eternal rest is disturbed, which leads to some very disturbing conclusions about the state, for example, of Har HaZeisim in today's day and age. We all get a lot of mailings and phone calls and ads to remember Har HaZeisim and give money. But part of the problem is if this pasuk can be taken literally in this sense, then it's not just money that we're supposed to send. We have to rectify our ways. And the problems at Har HaZeisim, not that I am one to give mussar to anybody, but that's reflective, says the Nach, of the fact that our generation is causing problems because of our sins. It is terrifying all the time in Nach when you see how much could have been avoided if we just listened. Yoshua predicted every single problem that was going to occur during the time of the Shoftim. He said, do better, behave well, take my warnings. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us tons of warnings. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us warnings about what was going to happen with the Churban. Think about the Tochacha. Moshe Rabbeinu's warnings include things that happened in the Churban Bayis Sheni, in Auschwitz, in the Crusades. Moshe was giving Klal Yisrael for the sweep of history the prescription so that you can avoid all of these ills that will befall us. And yet, we never learn. Shmuel is doing the same thing. You wanted a king, you got a king. Is he the king Hashem chose initially, who was going to be your ruler? No, you asked, so you got. But if you and the king follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you will be. But be careful, because if you don't, the punishments will come.